irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, August 25th. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Sam.
The stock market is going up and down like crazy. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, it initially dropped 1,000 points and it ended with down 600, which is like, I mean, that's mind-boggling. So they're saying that this morning the stocks are back up, 400 points, whatever. Can you imagine, though, putting so much money in the stock market and then these things happen? It's just like you lose, some people lose billions.
Yeah, I don't know what they're feeling right now because yeah, I don't have anything invested. But that's why it's so risky.
Yeah.
Hopefully the people that invest in the stock market have other money too and not their entire life savings.
Right. Well, it depends. If they're smart, then they don't have everything in there.
Right. Aren't you supposed to spread your wealth and not rely on only one thing to make your money?
Right, yeah.
So
I know. But some people, I don't know. Either they don't understand or they feel confident. You know, some people perform better than others, I guess. Is it warm in here?
No.
No? Okay, I'm dying.
Well, if you'd like the air on, we could do that.
No, I can tell the air is not on. I mean, I can tell. You know, it's probably too low. But anyway, so we took yesterday off. I had some work to do in the morning, and I felt if I don't do it, I'm going to fall behind the entire day, you know.
Yeah.
So we're back from the weekend. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you go out, have fun?
I had dinner with friends on Friday. Then Saturday, went to our friend's Malibu house during the day, and at night hung out with friends just at home. Sunday, I went for a long walk with a girlfriend and like ran around Century City and Beverly Hills.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice areas to run around in.
Yeah. So we like stopped in an art gallery and we went and had a juice, and then we found a cute little wine store that does wine tastings and also serves tea. And so...
Oh, that's nice. Where's that store at?
It's in Beverly Hills. It's called Heritage.
Okay.
And we'd never seen it, and it was so cute. So now it's going to be like our secret place.
Yeah.
And that you all now know about. And then just hung out Sunday night.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday night, actually, we went to a show in Hollywood at the Hollywood Improv. And it was pretty nice, you know. It was...
What show was it?
It's our host, Sheena Middles. She holds like all kinds of anniversaries and birthdays and stuff there because she's got a lot of connection in entertainment from all the people that come on her show and everything. So, and she's been in radio for 21 years now. So she likes to celebrate. So she always brings like actors from the past and things like that, you know. So it's actually pretty cool. Yeah, so we went there, a lot of fun. I always like going to the Improv. I don't know why. It's kind of like a cool place, cool vibe. Have you been there before?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went there, saw a few people, which was nice. And so that was it. And then I finally got to go horseback riding, Jen.
I saw on Facebook you posted photos.
I posted photos, and I was going to post a video, too, because the instructor was taking a video of me. And then I'm like, I don't know, man. It's my first lesson. I don't think I did that great. So I don't know if I want to. But the thing is, it got so many likes. I totally didn't expect that. And I suspect it was because of the horse, not because of me. Usually my pictures don't get that many.
Well,
likes,
maybe it's that you're doing an activity.
Yeah,
and people are happy. Maybe they listen to our radio show and they've been waiting for you to go.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
that's not the case.
How was your experience?
My experience was, the thing is this, I was surprised because she had me prepare the horse and then later she wanted me to clean him and everything, sponge him and all that stuff. And I thought, I told her, I said, I have to go, you know. But I guess they want you to experience the whole thing.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, you brush the horse because they got dust on them and stuff. And you brush their tail and all that and their mane. And I'm going, I don't believe I'm doing this. You know, I paid money just to ride a horse, not to do this.
Right.
Then she has me lift this like 2-ton saddle that I'm putting on, and I hurt my back pretty bad. And then, so to take it off, I told her, I said, I'm sorry, you know, I can't do it. You know, I'm going to hurt my back. And that was after riding and feeling that, you know what, it's not as easy as when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your body's not as flexible anymore. You feel it in your bones and everything, and you have to wonder. But that's because I don't know how to ride correctly yet, you know.
Well, didn't she teach you?
Well, yeah, she did, but I mean, you're learning still, you know. Yeah,
so the first is it supposed to be like a lesson in a sequence of
like
lessons?
An ongoing thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out, and that's why I'm saying that it wasn't as easy. So I don't know if I also want to be part of cleaning the horses and all that stuff.
How long was your experience?
About an hour and a half.
Including cleaning and all that and riding the horse?
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah. So that was pretty cool, you know, and I mean, I enjoyed it. There's nothing like being on a horse, you know. Have you ever been?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing like it. I mean, it's a great feeling. Horses are great animals, too. And that's another thing I think people just like to see pictures with animals, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun, you know, and I guess you have a choice between Western style and English style.
That's with the saddle or without?
No, actually, it's a different saddle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a smaller saddle, the English one. The Western one is, like, really big and stuff and bulky. So, but, and I guess besides the saddle, there's also a different way of riding. But I chose to take Western, so it was nice. And, you know, you got to get a good horse. Otherwise, they're going to just go all over the place, you know. So I think what they do is they get horses, and the horses get used to just being, like, teaching horses and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so
don't they also try and match like temperament?
Yeah, I think they do, but maybe eventually, you know. I mean, how can they know?
I don't know.
I think they more match your size to the horse.
Interesting. Yeah. I went horseback riding a couple years ago when my mom came to town, and because she loves horseback riding, if she could go horseback riding at any time, she would.
Yeah.
So we went to a friend of the family's ranch in like Morongo, and I was just afraid because I hadn't ridden horses since I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
And so I made the instructor take my horse and attach it to her horse so that I was just following along.
Oh, I see. So you went like on a trail or something.
Yeah. And like my horse was like part of her horse. Right. So it was like nothing crazy was going to happen to me. Everybody else was like wandering around. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need to go trotting or doing fast things or like do it on my own. I'm just here because you want to go.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so you're going to take it easy.
Yeah, I'm like also deathly afraid of getting thrown off. You know, I get it when you're a kid, you're fearless.
Right.
And that makes sense. But now that I know things like Christopher Reeves, I'm like, well, I don't want that to happen to me. Or
that's true.
I don't want to get trampled by a horse either. And it's just not worth it.
Yeah. Wow. That's true. I didn't think about that, but
that's the first thing that crosses my mind. Also, like when I went roller skating for a friend's birthday 2 weekends ago, I'm like, shit, if I fall, there goes like my pelvis bone and working out and just any form of activity. So let me not roller skate.
Yeah. So did you stop?
Yeah, I went around twice and that was the end of it. I was like, Lauren, do your thing. All my friends, go do your thing. I'm going to go by the bar.
Yeah.
The drinking's not going to make me fall.
Yeah.
At least because I'll be on shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, so that didn't work out.
No.
It did for them, but not me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, riding on a trail is easy, you know. I mean, they just kind of walk and you get to see the scenery and everything. But when you're there on the ground, then you just run in circles all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was fun. I just don't know that I can do it regularly, but... But I did enjoy it. I did enjoy
good.
It. I highly recommend it.
Good.
But I'm not one to clean up afterwards. Not interested.
No, I wouldn't be either. Right? I would actually be like, I'm sorry.
So it's not just me, right?
No, if you're going because you want to like learn what the experience of having a horse is like and like what the actual maintenance of having a horse is like, fine.
Right.
Because then you have to have a real life experience from start to finish. But if you're going, like you said, just to ride the horse...
Yeah.
The point is to ride the horse.
Right, it's not exactly.
To clean the horse.
I know.
My choice is to ride it, not have responsibility.
Right.
So.
No, exactly. But I think maybe they view this as like a flight lesson or something where you have to prep the airplane.
I guess.
You know, so you have to do the whole thing.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. But, yeah, what are you going to do? They opened this really cool Israeli place here in the valley with falafel and shawarma and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I mean, there are several places out in the city and here in the valley that serve Israeli food. But mostly it's people that have never had a restaurant before or they're just doing it more like American style and stuff. So they don't stay authentic. But this place, it's like just the pita alone, right? The pita bread.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat that without anything and be satisfied because it's just so fresh and soft.
What
and
is this
good.
Place called?
It's called Tel Aviv.
Okay.
And it's kind of far for you, but I want to recommend it to anybody who lives near Tarzana or Encino or in the valley at all, that it's definitely worth it. And not just for Israelis, but the cool thing is when you're not Israeli and you go there, you get to feel... the atmosphere that you would in an Israeli restaurant, and where some places don't have that. Most of the falafel I've eaten here and shawarma and stuff are just not even close to what you'd eat in Israel.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm delighted that that place is open, and it just opened. They just moved, I guess, because I discovered it recently. It was a hole in the wall, and... So they moved last week to Ventura Boulevard, and apparently it was their first day on Sunday. By the time I got there, I just felt like eating some falafel and stuff, or shawarma. I get there, they have no shawarma left, no certain pita bread left, no chicken left, nothing.
I mean,
there was like a hurricane of people going through there and eating everything in sight. So I'm just saying, you know, how some people, you know, if you give people what they want... Your business will be successful from day one. And that's what you got to learn. You know, it's not like they're the first, but they're definitely good, let me tell you.
One day I'll go.
Yeah.
If I stay in the valley long enough.
Right. And if you want a little more atmosphere than that, then there's the hummus bar not too far from there either. And that's a very good place too. So, and I highly recommend authentic Israeli food. It's very good. Very good indeed. If you want good falafel, I mean, there's a lot of falafel places, but you got to go authentic. You know?
Yeah.
So that makes me excited. It's the little things in life, you know? Yeah.
You're into the new restaurants in your area. You mentioned your pizza place, your churro place. Now you've got your Israeli place.
Right. That's true. That's very true. Yeah. So, and they do have more new places. Do you like Indian food?
No, we were talking about that last night, and I was like, it's not that I don't like it, it's that I don't eat a lot of it.
Right, I'm the same way.
Never the thing I crave.
Right, it's not like it would be a first choice to go out, right, for Indian food.
Right.
I know, it's like, but some people love it, you know. I mean, I have nothing against it, but again, for me, it wouldn't be the first or second choice to go out, you know. But there are a couple of new ones, so maybe we'll check it out. I don't know. And sushi, of course, there's always new sushi places opening up.
Sushi's the best.
Yeah. Sushi is good. Have you ever been to Katsuya?
Yeah.
You have?
The one over here?
Oh, the one here?
I've been to all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they're different, right?
From each other. Well, the one that was here, that is in the valley, is the one, the original.
Is it?
I think, and then they modified it and made it like modern and like.
But that's the thing; it's not really modern out here. I think it looks like the worst of all of them. I mean, if you've been
no, that's what I'm saying. It's the Brentwood original, one, and then the ones that they created the chain, they like modernized it and
made it
a little fancier.
Okay, the other locations, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was only the other one I've been to was in Brentwood, and that was fancy. That was very nice. But I find that that's my favorite sushi place. So I highly recommend that too. Yeah, I've been in the mood to go out and eat a lot.
Sam, if you go on dates, you can do that all the time.
I know. And but you know, I go on dates. They're very late. There's nothing open to eat.
Why are your dates so late?
Because I'm busy in the evening, so I have to do it afterward. But
when is somebody going to start filming the shows here?
Oh, they are. Some of them are already. I'm transferring some of it.
Those can be your date nights.
Right.
I'll help.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. A lot of stuff going on.
So you said you wanted to find a steak place?
Yeah, I want to find a steak place that's good. I know there's Ruth Chris, right?
Yeah.
And I think I've been there once, and it was pretty good, but it's extremely expensive.
It is. And I don't understand its name, because it's not Ruth Chris. It's not like Ruth Chris is her name. It's right. Ruth's Chris.
Right, Ruth's Chris.
Who the hell's Chris? And why is it Ruth's Chris?
Right. I've asked that too, Jen.
I need to know.
But you're voicing those questions, and we need to find
out. It frustrates me because it makes no sense grammatically.
Yeah.
Unless you tell me who Chris is and what Chris is.
Right.
Is Chris a kind of steak?
Possibly.
Because Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
Right. I don't know.
Or maybe the steakhouse was called Chris Steakhouse, and Ruth bought it. So now it's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Grammatically, that's what that would mean. So I don't understand.
Yeah.
Also, I don't eat steak, so I don't really care.
Okay. Next time I'm there, I'll ask him.
I'm going to look it up.
Why the name is so weird.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. What other places? Well, if you don't eat steak, then you
No, but I know about them. Like, there's Laurie's.
Yeah, that's right. That's on Robertson, right?
And Morton's.
Right.
There's a
bunch.
Those are
very expensive ones, though.
The Palm.
Yeah. I know. Those are like $35, $50 a steak.
Yeah. I don't know places that are less than that, though, just because these are like steakhouses. I mean,
right,
you could go to Outback.
Well, not Outback, but isn't there like, although I've never been, but Black Angus, for example. I don't know if they charge that much.
I
guess there's different levels of restaurants. What can you say? I just can't see myself spending $200 on dinner. It's just for two people. It's too much.
Well, if you go on a nice date, that's sometimes what it costs.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it. And to me, if I were a guy, I'd be like, what the hell? But that's how it goes.
But why? I mean, many restaurants are like...
it just depends if you drink. So if you have...
Right.
Let's see, you share an appetizer or two, then you each get an entree.
Right.
Then you get a bottle of wine.
Right.
Then you get dessert.
And salad maybe. And
like then you pay tip and tax.
Right.
That ends up being $200.
Yeah. So it is the drinking. That's right.
Well, if you get a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Because we never drink. So that's why. Yeah. So
that's already $50.
Right. That's true.
So if $50 is allocated to wine, then then there's like $100 that's like
food.
And then 50, and that's easy to fill up. And then there's tip.
Right.
So
that's true. That makes sense. Okay. Then I better go for coffee on first dates.
I think that's fair. And actually, I had juice the other day at Creation, and Creation is a good date as well. If somebody wanted to take me on a juice date, I think that would be really cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not for like dinner, obviously, but like a lunch or like a midday snack instead of coffee and we went for juice, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, midday and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like juice is cheap.
Yeah.
So juice, it's like $9 a juice.
Yeah, but that's not a lot to spend.
No, of course not. But I'm saying like it's a step up from coffee, a little more inventive, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And more inventive than a bar, too.
Yeah, and also you don't have to spend as much, and what if you don't like the person?
Right, exactly, and that's what I was thinking. And to me, it's not so much how much you spend on a person that you don't like, but that you're stuck there.
Yeah.
You know, the whole evening.
Which is why I understand why people like want to do first dates as like drinks or coffee.
Right.
Because it's quicker.
Yeah. That's what I do. That's what I do. But... yeah.
Well, if you're just going out for drinks, then it shouldn't matter how late they're open because...
Right. They're open pretty good.
Right.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Except I'm not a big drinker, but I drink socially, so I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And you could have a glass of wine and sip on it.
Right. Except I'm not that into wine, so if I got a cocktail or something, those are pretty pricey too, right?
Depends where you go.
Depends where you
go. I mean, wine can be pricey as well.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, wine ranges from like, what, $7 to like $18 for a glass. Just depends on the wine.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. All right. I don't know much about drinking, but...
I sure do.
You do.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't get is like when you go to a place like a hotel in Vegas, you sit by the pool, you order a drink, they bring you this plastic cup with full of ice and there's hardly anything in it and it's $15-$20. And I just go, how do people fall for this? You know? And especially you go to the pool... Maybe you can bring your own or something? Or
I don't know that you can do that, but you can buy alcohol in Vegas and have it in your room.
Yeah.
So you can serve yourself, basically.
Right.
But then you won't necessarily have it at the pool.
At the pool, right.
I don't know how you would do that. You can bring it in like a bottle, like a soda bottle or something.
Exactly. If you put it in that or in a, like
gotta
a thermos
be sneaky.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that would be the way to go. I just can't see. I mean, maybe if it was a really cool... tropical drink or something that I can understand.
Right, like one you couldn't make yourself.
Yeah, either that or if it's like really big, you know.
Right.
But for just, you know, not even an ounce of a drink, it's pretty lousy.
You could always ask for easy ice.
Yeah. But again, you know, having a drink in a plastic cup is not really my idea of enjoying a drink.
Maybe you shouldn't go to the pool in Vegas then.
Yeah. I know, it's like I keep insisting, right?
I'm like, well, let's start with the main problem. Why are you in Vegas at the pool?
Well, when you're in Vegas at the pool, you're in Vegas.
How often are you in Vegas at the pool?
Not very often.
Right. So you shouldn't drink those drinks anyway.
Yeah, no, I just it just always bothers me when I think about it because some places charge so much for drinks, you know. It's like totally, I mean, even in bars, right? I mean, what's like a cocktail? How much does a cocktail cost?
$12 to $16.
Yeah. You see, and you start buying yourself and friends or women that you meet and stuff, that makes it pretty expensive. And if you go out several times a week, wow, that can be quite pricey.
Yeah. It's a whole budget in its own.
Yeah. We have a phone call. Let's see who that is.
Maybe it's Casey.
Oh, maybe it is. Good morning. You're on the
air. Hey, morning.
Wow,
it is you.
She knew who it was.
Well, we talked about him calling in.
What's going on, guys?
Hi.
How are we doing?
Good.
Hey,
Casey.
Jen. Hey, Sam. My favorite.
Hi.
Oh, thank you. For those of you who don't know, Casey is our valet attendant downstairs, and he's the coolest guy ever. And definitely a friend who treats all our guests with respect. And how many people like that can you find? You know,
Sam, it doesn't come around a lot. I get it from my mom, though. She's like that.
Really? You were raised nicely, huh?
Yeah. Yes, I was. Very
cool.
Was. I agree with you on the horse riding thing. I would have been like, I'm not cleaning it. I can't do it. I didn't pay for that. That wasn't part of my package.
Exactly. You know, but she gives me a sponge. And she goes, do you want to sponge him? I'm like, you know, I have to go.
You're like, actually, I don't want to sponge him.
Right. Yeah, I'll pass. Yeah, I'll pass the sponge.
I think that guy's used to being dirty. He's a horse.
Yeah.
You're going to leave him that way.
Yeah, they figure the people come there to pay for... to
that
ride.
That Telebi place sounds interesting. I might have to check that out.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Do you have any siblings, Casey?
Yeah, I have a sister.
That's right. I asked you that before.
Actually, I have two sisters. I have one in England that I've never had the pleasure to meet, but I will in next December.
Wow!
I'm gonna fly out and go check see her. It's gonna be interesting because. It's an interesting story. You know, my father was kind of a rolling stone, so we have a sister. I have a sister that I grew up with, and I have a sister in England who's the same age as the sister I grew up with, so, you know, dad had a little fun, I guess.
Yeah.
he went to school in Oxford in England, so, yeah.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, he's a brilliant man, but he's a joke. Anyway. Yeah.
So tell me something. Are you like, are you following the politics? I mean, do you want to talk a little politics or what would you like to talk about?
I follow politics. I call it politics because it's so funny. I actually like Trump. I don't know. My friends think I'm a weird. But I just like him because he's saying something different. First of all, you got to understand, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I like to listen to everybody, and then I'll make my choices. I don't really, you know, I'm really more, I want to get the best candidate. I can't just fall into a party and say that's where I'm at, because
right.
I need to hear the issues. And I feel like it's just the same rhetoric sometimes. I know Trump's a little bit off the wall, but he's just bringing something different. And in another case, he's showing how popularity is going to take you a long way in this country.
Yeah.
True. Like Taylor Swift would say, he's shaking it up.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I guess she would actually say shaking it up.
That hair. I would vote for Trump if he jumped in the swimming pool and get that hair wet.
Yeah.
That hair.
I know.
That hair.
But you notice that still, I mean, people, they seem kind of hesitant to say they support Trump, you know? And I can see why, you know, I mean, he's developed a reputation of an entertainer and, you know, and pretty crass and stuff. But the bottom line is that, like you said, Casey, he's talking about something different. You can tell he's not controlled by politics and lobbyists and all that stuff.
No, and that's a good thing about him. You know, he's the type of person, he can obviously stand on his own, but that also could be a negative because he's going to look at it from one side, where we need someone who's... Well, actually, Trump has been through the struggle. He's been bankrupt. He's been looked down on. So,
right.
I don't know. He might have a different perspective, but some of his views I really don't agree with.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of Hispanic friends, and, you know, he was a little bit off-wall. I think if he didn't say that comment, he probably would have... had more popular votes. I mean, more people probably respect him.
Yeah.
But he came off so hard, you know, so he just jabbed it, but with that first comment, it was just weird. It was hard to take him seriously at first.
Yeah.
It's still hard to take him seriously.
Yeah, I know, Jed. It's still
He's
hard.
He's Donald Trump.
But let me tell you, man, he took his
go
time.
Ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm good. I thought you were saying something.
Yeah. Well, I was saying that, you know, it's like, and I get irritated a lot on Facebook because people constantly put him down without really knowing what his platform is or anything. And I took the time to actually read some stuff on him, read stuff that he wrote. And you know what? It makes a lot of sense to me. And this guy wrote it in 2011 before the elections of 2012. And, I mean, the same issues that he was talking about are still relevant today. And he does have plans. They make sense to me. And I don't consider myself stupid or, you know, naive. So if I'm reading this stuff and I'm going, you know, this guy's got something here, then maybe it's time to stop and actually listen to him, you know.
Well, I know one thing I appreciate about him, he's definitely going to stand up for the country.
Yeah. And he wants a strong America, you know, and we don't, right now, people don't perceive us as strong. I mean, look how people push us around everywhere, you know, and you know, like when he had Ronald Reagan and stuff, I mean, he brought the Soviets down to their knees. And you know what the bottom line is? What I was thinking about the other day, I look at my president as someone I look for to protect me. And
exactly.
And you know, with the current president, I don't feel he's protecting me. I think Donald Trump would. And that's what I mean. I mean, the government should only do for you the things you can't do for yourself.
Yeah, and Jen was telling me the other day how much she loved Trump and she thinks he's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
That sounds like me, totally.
Yeah.
Did you talk about your day yesterday?
No.
Maybe she doesn't want to.
Oh, we're not going to go there anymore. I'm sorry.
If she doesn't bring it up, she doesn't want to talk about it.
right.
Sam has figured me out.
I understand her logic behind it. We had a bad incident once.
We did have that bad. I think we all remember that time I talked about a date and got a lot of text messages after the fact.
Exactly. So she learned now she's not doing it.
Learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now that Casey let the cat out of the bag, I had a really good date last night.
Oh, you did. Yeah. So it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So you know,
I don't take girls out on dates. I cook for them.
You Casey, what? You can't bring a girl on a first date to your house.
Why not?
Because that's creepy.
Well, what about after you go out that night, though? Would that be creepy, too? Let's say you go out on a date and then you bring her home. Is that unacceptable, too?
I mean, she shouldn't be going home with you on night one anyway.
Why?
For
a drink or something, yeah?
Well, you know, some ladies have more spirit than others. Some ladies want to...
I'm going to go date number two. You can do that. Date number one, you have to be in public with people around so you don't kill them.
Right. No, absolutely. But I'm saying you go out for a while, then you come back in.
Well, I don't know.
And you have a drink or two or some coffee or something. And nothing really has to happen, you know. I mean, you just kind of go. And I think if there's a connection, then somehow you end up together.
I don't know.
You know. But...
Casey, what would you cook for them?
My rule, I don't bring, well, taking them, nah, you're right, Jen, I wouldn't take them to my house, not on the first date.
Okay, but when you do take them to your house, let's say it's the second day, what would you cook for them?
Oh, I'll probably do some type of, like, Jamaican dish, probably like jerk chicken with some rice and peas. And
yum.
Like, slice up some plantain and fry it. Give her a traditional Jamaican dish.
Yeah, sounds good.
One of my mother's brilliant recipes, and, take it from there. I would want her to take something from my culture. That's basically it. See where I'm from. And, you know, then she has to go through all the questions.
Yeah.
I love to be asked questions. I love for when I tell them I'm brutally honest. I dig that about myself.
Really?
You dig that about yourself?
That's pretty interesting to say I like to hear questions about myself, you know, because some people don't want to talk about themselves. You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I like the shock and the awe when they get the answers they didn't think they're going to get.
Oh, well. All right. Well, we'll continue talking about the elections as things move forward. But thanks for calling in, Casey. Always a pleasure
to talk to you. All right, Sammy, I got to go. I got to... Yeah. Crazy. I got a great angry person down here. He's
going to
cry.
Good luck.
All right, guys. I'll see you when you get down.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I wish you could come up and sit here. I truly don't like talking on the phone. I mean, sometimes there's just bad connection.
Yeah. You know? Well, he's also downstairs in the...
Yeah, with traffic.
Right.
You know? Yeah. No, that's true.
He's in like a wind tunnel.
Right. Yeah. But I still say it sounds bad when people call like that because it's hard to listen to. I don't know. For me, it is. Yeah.
Do you have sensitive ears?
No.
No. Oh. Well.
Oh, wow. So, you know what they're saying? They're saying that Google could rig the election if they wanted to.
Cool.
You like that?
Yeah.
Just goes to show how powerful they are, man. But
exactly. I think that's so cool.
Come on, Jen. I mean, they could, like, you know.
I can't imagine they're going to pick a bad president for us.
Do you want corporations to really control what you think and what you see?
Honestly, someone's got to decide. It's one less thing I have to worry about. One less thing I have to worry about.
Yeah, I guess. But they're saying they did like studies and stuff, and they're saying that when people see certain results, they have more favorable thoughts about that person.
Well, I think it's also the diffusion of responsibility thing, because like if they're saying, you know, Donald Trump is already winning the polls, people are going to be like, well, my vote doesn't count and it's not going to matter. And right. Oh, maybe there's something to that rating and I should probably get on board with that because he's popular.
Right.
So I think there is a psychology to it. And people also get a little bit lazy.
Yeah. No, that's true. But, I mean, the same thing is like when you vote in California, because by the time it gets here, you already know who's, you know, and you feel, my vote's not going to count because the rest of the country already elected this person. You know, and it happened to us many times. So
I take pride in my voting. I go to the place, I get the sticker, and I post it on Instagram.
No, absolutely. You know, but the thing is, you have to also understand we have the electoral college system. Do you understand how that works?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, well, for those of you who don't, we can discuss that for a moment. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the way it works is you have a majority in the state. And then, so it's not like the popular vote where they actually count the votes for the entire country, but it's like by delegates that they get. So like, for example, if California has like 40 delegates or something, and there's more votes of Democrats than Republicans, then it gets to be considered Democratic.
Yeah.
Right? Or Democrat vote. And so, you know, if you live in a place like California where the majority are Democrats, for example, and you're a Republican, what's the point in voting? You know, you're probably always going to lose. So there's a problem with that. Although they said the Electoral College was created to avoid certain problems, though I'm not sure what they are. But yeah, I mean, it also locks people out of the system, I think. And it kind of sucks. So maybe I'll move to another state or something, like Florida. Florida would
Yeah, they have it down pat.
Right.
They do everything right there.
Yeah, right.
Every time that there's voting, it goes smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely happy to no longer be associated with them in their voting system.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't they improved since then?
I don't know. In the last election, wasn't there still an issue with the Chads and the stupid, like...
Well, but that wasn't the last one.
No, that was two or three. I don't know what... But they had some issue
right.
with the last election as well.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it was. It was something that just didn't work out for them.
Yeah.
Like, why do they even count Florida? It's the last state anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because on the East Coast, they've already calculated the rest of the country.
Right.
Not that I say that we shouldn't give people a vote.
But I remember last election, Florida was actually pretty important, you know. Because
it wasn't a swing state, was it?
Well, no, it wasn't. But I think Romney needed that state or something. And
Didn't work out.
They were just waiting right. to see what would happen. But, yeah, I don't know how significant Florida is. But I can tell you California is at the bottom because we're the last ones to vote.
I remember at... the last election, I went to a bar with all my friends, and we were like watching the votes come through. And the whole—that's
exciting.
Yeah, it was really fun. Actually, we were just like, it was like, what was it? A Sunday? It's usually a Sunday, right?
No, a Tuesday.
Did I make that up?
The
Tuesday.
Elections, yeah.
Okay, so we were at the Belmont in West Hollywood watching it with everyone, and like they brought down a big TV and projected it the whole night. It was like all of the commentary, all of the counting. It was like red and blue states all over the place. And we just kept drinking. And then finally the president was announced.
That's a fun way to watch the election.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Like an event.
I yeah, mean, like it a is sports event or yeah. something.
It was like a bunch of nerdy people sitting in a bar cheering on the election. I don't know what's more fun than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Best night ever.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably do it again this year or in next year.
Yeah. Yeah. But this Google thing kind
it's really
of
bothering you.
Yeah, it is because I don't want anybody to interfere. And I've always said, I mean, look, I like Google as a company, but I think they're very powerful. I mean, Google is the internet.
Right.
When you think about it.
It definitely is. Because when I try and like if another search engine comes up just because it's set that way on the computer... I have one computer that's set that way, and then the other one's Google. Right. And Yahoo doesn't give you as many results.
Right.
It's not as smart as Google is.
No, it's not. And Bing either. Bing.
I didn't even remember Bing existed.
Really?
Do people still use Bing?
Yeah, because Microsoft puts it everywhere.
Right? I don't use Microsoft.
Yeah. No, I mean like...
like their products.
Yeah.
Right, I don't use Microsoft.
You don't I have Microsoft Macs. That's true, okay.
Yeah.
Although Microsoft has Mac products too, but
they do, but
it's just
it's programs, right?
Yeah. Interesting.
Hmm.
But they're saying that at Google, they say that they say we don't do this kind of stuff because otherwise we're going to lose our reputation,
right?
So, which is true because that's what they have is when people can trust them, you know, they can trust the results, I guess. But they are.
So what's the issue? They're saying that they can throw the election?
Right.
Because of whatever information they release or because of false information or what?
No, however, they want to rig the search, you know. I don't know what searches you'd have to to look for, but maybe if you asked, you know, who's the leading candidate or something, or.
But wouldn't they have to come up with an actual article that then supported the information that you're requesting?
Right, but what they would present on the first page or in the results page might not be what normally would happen. You know, if they didn't touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They. I mean, because they tweak their algorithms all the time so people can't game the system, you know. And so they constantly change, like, how they rank and so forth. It's a whole science.
Well, can't you also pay for, like, SEO to be top of the rankings and come up first?
Well, that depends. I mean, there's SEO, which is the organic results where you don't pay Google. But you pay professionals if you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And then there's AdWords, where those are the paid ads. And with the paid ads, you can control where you are on the page more or less, but not with SEO. SEO, you just have to be more lucky than anything, I think, from what I've seen. But, yeah, and just think about...
I think the word search engine optimization is a funny word.
Really?
Because it's optimization. It's almost like an optimist. Like, I'm optimistically at the top of the list.
Right.
But there's no, like, science behind that. You're just you're optimizing.
No, there's definitely a science behind it. I mean, like, there's ways you can... Well,
tag words.
Well, you have to know the keywords, yeah.
Right.
And there's also, like... you know, in certain information, they count the words on your page, the word density, where the words appear, whether they're headlines or not, things like that, you know. And then, but those were like the early things that search engines would look at. I mean, I remember search engines before Google came out, you know. Google just arrived on the scene in the late 90s, but before that, there were a lot of search engines, and I had websites, and I could game every one of them, you know, because it was easier. Then Google came and said, you know what? What you have on your website is not as important as who points to you, you know. So, like, backlinks, that's what they call them.
Yeah.
And, in fact, Google, when it was just developed, they called it back rub, you know, like, I rub you back, you rub mine.
Okay,
kind of thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so these are things that you can... control a lot less. It's like who links to you. So, you know, because it's hard to get someone to tell them, hey, please, you know, link to me. I mean, unless it's a friend or something, who's going to do it?
Yeah.
You know, so Google figures if you have links to you, then most of them are probably genuine, and that's how we're going to measure mostly. Now, they also created this thing where you have a reputation. So, like a page reputation. So, if a site that has high reputation links to you, it increases your reputation as well.
Aha.
Yeah. And conversely, if there's a site that's like that's trying to game the system and stuff and considered inferior by Google, then it would lower your reputation. That's why you have to be careful.
So, how's our website doing when you look for it in Google?
Well, you see, that's the thing, is that it depends what you're searching for, right? Because you can't say, well, how are you doing on Google? Because every result is different based on what you're searching for. But I can tell you this. I can tell you, when you search this generic term, talk radio, we come up number two on Google.
Who comes up as number one?
A local station here. So I imagine, like, in other places of the world, maybe there's another one or two stations before us, like local ones, and then we appear. But I can tell you, all over the world, it's been like this. I've traveled. And in fact, back then, we were number one everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, we were number one for about 3 years until Google changed their algorithm and substantially. And so we went to number two. But I still think, I mean, that's like amazing. Think about it.
It is. You should pat yourself on the back for that.
Yeah, you know, because the thing is that think of all the talk radio hosts and every show and everything is below us, you know. So yeah, so that's pretty cool, and I'm proud of that.
What's happening with the new website?
You keep asking me that.
I know, I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, they actually finished putting the archives in.
See, that's why I asked, because I had a feeling that something had happened.
Right. So just give me, some time, Jen. It's coming. I mean, look, once it's up, it'll be easier for us too. But, these things take time, you know. I mean, the meat of our website is the content. And that takes a long time. But that's something to be proud of also, that we have so much content.
That's great.
You know, over the years and stuff. So, yeah, so I'm happy about that. But, yeah, with websites, sometimes you have to be lucky too, in a way, you know. But because I didn't really do anything special to our pages other than just do the minimum stuff that's required. And that's it. And it just ended up because we have a lot of links into our website, too.
Yeah.
So that helps, you know. And so, yeah, I'm happy about that. But, you know, search engine is obviously not the only place you get traffic from. And you'll see with your show. I mean,
we already created our social media and we've put up the website. We just put as LA Talk Radio.
Oh, cool.
And we'll add our, like, page once the page is up.
Right. I'll tell you what the page will be if you want, then I'll give you the link.
Well, would you like to know what our social media is?
Yeah.
It's called, no. It's at Complicated Show.
At Complicated Show. I like that.
Because the show is called It's Complicated.
It's Complicated.
So.
And that you said is because it's like a
Facebook status. It's like a relationship status.
For a relationship. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because everything is complicated. And it's like broad enough where life is complicated.
Right, exactly.
Everything is complicated. So it will it will evolve likely, and we'll talk about a lot of things.
Yeah. That's awesome. I can't wait.
Thanks. Me too.
Yeah.
Pretty psyched.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Also, you're putting together a website as well. Not just the social media. You put the website.
We added a page to our existing website.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do that. Put it on the radio or something.
It says, like, you know, it's like about pictures, videos, radio show, contact.
Right. So. Good. Yeah. Got to build that brand, man.
Exactly.
Good for you. I'm happy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
You obviously know what you're doing, and, you know, with especially with social media and stuff. So you shouldn't have any problem getting exposure and... you know, with the built-in listenership and everything, you guys will do great.
Thanks.
I mean, I just... Yeah, because a show, I think, succeeds based on the personalities, you know. And because sometimes new hosts are concerned, well, do you have another show on this topic or stuff? And I'm like, it doesn't really matter, you know. What matters is... Because your shows are going to be totally different. Because it depends on the people themselves, on the personalities, you know. So, yeah. And, yeah, and Jen and Lauren are fun together, and she'll probably come on the show again to promote.
I'm sure.
Your show beforehand, so that'll be cool. And how's AfterBuzz going? Pretty
it's
good?
It's going great.
Yeah?
I have it tomorrow night.
Yeah?
In Pastor and Lachey's Bar.
Uh-huh.
Episode 7 of each show, and then there's only 10 episodes, I think, each season of those, so we're almost done.
Oh, wow.
Like, mid-September is probably when it ends.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if I asked you this, but do you guys watch the shows together?
Yeah. We watch it in studio, and then we go live right after.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
So it's still fresh in your mind.
Exactly. And we take notes and do the whole thing. After Buzz is actually moving soon from Encino to North Hollywood to, like, a bigger studio. So it's going to be probably, like, a better situation for all the hosts and the shows because it'll be a nicer facility.
Yeah, that's true. And it's closer to the city and stuff where a lot of people come from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We know I don't really like driving all that much.
Yeah.
So. And I already have to come to the Valley for our radio shows.
Right, exactly. Which we greatly appreciate, Jess.
I am happy to be here. It's actually not that far. It doesn't take that long at the time that we drive here.
That's true. That's true, yeah. Well... You know, it's that's traffic in L.A., and, you know, sometimes it's just like that. But I do highly recommend if you guys drive a lot to use Waze, and I keep learning to use it, to listen to it, because sometimes I think I'm smarter than it is, and I get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Just use Waze.
You got to follow Waze, I'm telling you.
You know what else I'm doing in the car? Learning French.
Really?
I'm listening to podcasts now.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Yeah.
And why French?
Because I think it's a beautiful language, and I really want to be somebody that knows how to speak French.
Yeah.
I strive to be that.
It is a great language. It is a great language. I love French. But I wonder how much you'll get to use it as opposed to Spanish, for example.
Well, how much would I use Spanish?
Well, here we use it a lot in
Do
L.A.
We?
Well, it's kind of expected.
I don't know. I mean, I lived in Miami, too, for 18 years, so
right.
I didn't really have to speak Spanish there. Here's the thing. So my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies, Something's Gotta Give. The other one is It's Complicated. But Something's Gotta Give, Diane Keaton and her daughter, Amanda Peet.
Right, with Jack Nicholson.
Yes, they go to a bakery in the Hamptons and they order French stuff from the French bakery.
Right.
But they order in French. And they say how, like, they're both fluent in French. They just taught themselves French. And I want to be somebody that just knows French.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, even if you don't go to France, maybe Canada or something.
Yes.
Yeah, but you owe it to yourself to go to France. It's pretty cool. Although, when I was there, I was very young, so I don't remember much.
I would like to go in the next year.
Yeah.
I've never been to Paris. Yeah. So, if anyone wants to go with me.
You need to do that Eat, Pray, Love thing.
I know. I am, like, so that person.
Would you do it, though? I mean, but you wouldn't be one to travel by yourself, would you?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And if you went with a girlfriend, it might not unfold the way you would want it to.
Or it might be even better. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
I'd have to go with the right girlfriend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, this is it for today. As you notice, no guest. And tomorrow we do have a guest. I think it's a phone guest, but still very interesting. And thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.